dresser.
Yeah,
dresser.
Dresser. Yeah, and your it was decorated. Dresser. Look, I got that.
Okay.
Right here.
What would you like to get? Subject you'd like to get on?
If you could tell me a little about some of your first days as a carpenter. First, just sit back in your chair. I'll talk loud where you can hear me. Can you tell me about your wife's education? I need to ask you about this.
Education?
Yeah.
Well, she went to Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
She was raised strict. Her mother was very strict Catholic.
Uh-huh.
When the old time, you know.
Yeah.
And she made her go to Catholic school. And she finished school up there. Finished school up Catholic school. That's her. I never was I never had made a communion or anything till I got to going with her, you see. And the old lady wouldn't let me marry her till I done my duties in the Catholic Church. She can tell you the same as I can.
Uh-huh.
I had to do my duties.
Yeah.
So I went to work, and I went through it. Okay.
Bless your heart.
So I was doing all that, and I never told my daddy nothing. So when I was about 20 years old, I says, "Dad, can I talk to you?" He said, "What's the matter with you now?"
He was small, strong.
I says, "I believe I'm going to get married." "Oh, no. No marriage here till you're 21 years old."
And it was going to be 21 that
same
week. That's
the difference there is in them times and now. He was boss. No, not till you're 21. I says, "Okay." Well, it didn't do me no good to have any other idea about it then after he told me that. I knew that meant law in his house. He was as good a man as you wanted to know if you done what was right. So I said, "Okay, well, not till you're 21. So I become 21 on the 5th day of December. You know? And all in the while alone there, I was getting ready, you know, getting stuff together. So, I was 21 on the 5th of December, and we got married on the 11th of December. 11th of December.
Though.
Yeah.
That's when we got married. So?
You didn't tell him how old I was.
A couple of days before we got married, I told him, I said, "Well, I'm 21, Dad." "Well," he says, "you're a man. Now I guess you can take care of it." I said, "Well, I'm going to fix get married." He said, "Okay."
There's none of the girls got married then.
I was working for him then.
His brother. Was the third one.
So, he sat down and he wrote me a check for $450.
And my first cousin used to live with us in state.
Well, $450 is plenty of money then. You know what I mean at them times.